May the blessings and the peace of his presence be upon us tonight as we listen to this message. Today is Thursday, May 14th, 2015, and the Lord had a divinely beautiful explanation for us tonight. I'm going to go straight into that. During worship, I began to see the Lord clearly again, and the sweetness of his presence stirred my heart into a flame of love and longing for him. This was all his doing. On my own, my heart doesn't have nearly that intense of a love for him. But the moment I get close to him, a fire in his heart catches my heart on fire. Tonight again, he was wearing a white shirt with the sleeves rolled up. I could even see the hair on his arms. His face is usually a little harder to see, but when I ask him to make it clearer, he does. And the longer we are together, usually the clearer his face becomes. The problem is, the more clearly I see his face, the more longing and intensity of being separated from him overtakes me, until I can hardly stay conscious and I begin to ache with grief. So he spares me that by slightly masking his face. As we were dancing very slowly, he tilted his head downwards so that we were almost forehead to forehead. I've been seeing him lately the way that Akiani painted him. I began to notice there was a fire emanating from his chest, and as I looked, it became a window into his heart, which was burning with the most intense fire. Something like I used to see at the smelting factory where they made steel. His heart was intensely glowing fire, and the more I looked, the more it expanded, until the fire flashed and expanded to cover the whole universe, and I realized this was symbolic of his love, which created the world and holds all things together in creation. I was reminded of what John said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind." And in that moment all of creation was revealed as having come from his heart, like a blast of light, but nonetheless being sustained by him with his love as well. This is truly God I am dancing with. But why does he choose to have this tender relationship with me? Because although the universe is held together by the power of his love, the only way we humans can understand this love is through the espousal relationship, husband and wife. It is here in the relationship that we've experienced love, and so he has chosen to reveal himself to us in a way we can really relate to. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The only difference being in this relationship, the only difference between husband and wife on earth, the communion between man and woman that joins them and makes them one flesh is procreative and involves consummation through sex. But in this relationship with God, consummation comes through receiving his body and blood in communion, which then becomes a part of our bodies. And the children we give birth to are spiritual offspring. The only way he could communicate his profound love for us, other than dying on the cross, which still is not intimately personal to us, is through the husband-wife relationship. Through this desire to have us as his bride, he communicates his very tender and ever-present love that longs to be a part of our lives in everything, every little thing we do. And he longs for that spiritual partnership where we join with him in the work of redeeming and sanctifying souls. Our part in the redemption is to bring souls the truth, that they may accept the finished work of a cross. So after I had written this, because this was really on my heart, I asked the Lord, Lord, do you want to say something? And he began, oh, how I wish for each and every man and woman to understand the kind of relationship I long for with them. Oh, how deeply I ache to share in your lives, to be living inside of you and share every thought, every feeling, every action of your life. How I long that we should forever be consciously, by an act of your will, joined as one, that we partake of each other's lives, and living within you, I fill that place of longing that was made only for your Creator. Thus you were completed, and I am given the greatest gift of all. A mere creature has chosen God as her eternal dwelling place above all other things created, returning thanksgiving and recognizing my divinity beyond the value of all other things. My children, I come to you as a lover, because that is the only way you will truly understand how intensely I desire to be interwoven in your life as your all in all. When I created Eve for Adam, a suitable partner, I was also demonstrating the union I desire between you and I. I could have given you the power to reproduce without specifying the need for a lifelong commitment, and you would have been very much like the animals. But instead I chose to demonstrate the desire I have to be united to you eternally, sharing in your life the joys and sorrows that life brings, and hoping that you would cleave to me beyond all things created, and together we would bring forth offspring, spiritual offspring. This is another reason I ask you not to be afraid of this relationship. It is so natural and necessary to complete your understanding of who I am meant to be in your life. This is the way it will be in heaven, depending on the degree of your union with me here on earth. If you have forsaken all that I might be your all, in heaven you shall have all of me that you can contain. If you have held on to earthly things and loved them more than me, your place in heaven will be pleasant, but the degree of glory will be limited by the choices you made on earth. None can understand this without going beyond the dimension of human intellect. It is a grace, a God-given gift. As you draw nearer to me, I release more and more understanding of myself into your consciousness. As you cultivate your relationship with me, you become more and more mine, and I become more and more yours. And neither am I diminished by my presence with you while being with another, for I am infinite and without limit. So you can experience the fullness of me, and simultaneously another can as well. It is a mystery. Just receive it, and know that I desire to be your everything. In return, I will give you everything that I am as well, and you will know me even as you are known. Come now into my embrace and cease your endless questioning. I am waiting for you. I have an ocean of peace to immerse you in, and you will find rest for your soul.